Hello, beautiful, and welcome to day 14 of Shine From Within. Well, my love, it is time to begin to ask the universe to show you the way. You've been clearing out your money stories, or at least understanding them. Some of you may have received guidance during the past life regression that we did. Some may be getting more epiphanies through journaling, aha moments, all the stuff. And so now I'm going to take you through an exercise, well, a meditation actually, where we will be asking the universe to show us the way. You know, in this human experience with these egos involved and these patterns and conditions and beliefs, we get into this tunnel vision, where we look at things, you know, needs to be this way, or it needs to come from this resource, or I need to do this for this to happen, or whatever the case may be. And when we can shut that machine down, get in a still place, quiet and calm place, we can ask the universe to show us the way. And so I'm going to take you into an exercise that, I mean, you can do it in a state of like meditation, just sitting comfortably or laying down, but it's something that I do on a regular basis, even just throughout my day, my week. Whether I'm walking outside or driving my car or, you know, something comes along that, oops, I didn't see that coming. That's the perfect time to do this exercise. Because, as I've said, things will happen. You know, things happen. But it's up to us to pause for a moment. You know, perhaps say, isn't that interesting? Instead of going into some judgment state immediately. Just, I have a choice when this happens, okay? I started to have a reaction, and I can stop it right now. That's how much power I have. And I can choose to have another feeling. And so when something happens and we say, I'm going to choose another feeling, this is what I would encourage you to begin to move into. Because most of the time, when something doesn't go as we thought it should have, or as we had planned, or by the date that we thought, or the money didn't come from the resource that we thought, it starts this panic or this anxiety within, right? I mean, we're talking about money this week, so it's about the money stuff. It starts that vibration within. And when we can stop for a moment and just say, okay, show me what this is about. Universe, what was I to learn from this? How can I grow from this? What is my message? What am I supposed to learn from this? So when we move into that state of I'm willing to learn from this, right? First of all, I'm willing to learn. And then the second thing that I start to do often is I will just begin asking, what would it take to be on the other side of this? Or what would it take, universe, for this to show up for me? So let's just go into that place where you're imagining all of the things that you want to call into your life, right? Whether it's just amazing financial freedom or the home that you dream of or the trips or taking care of your entire family with financially. Like, I've heard of a lot of different things that people are manifesting. And so let's just go into a place where we're just breathing nice and easy, just easy deep breaths, just in through your nose and out through your mouth. We're just going to do a couple of those, just letting everything go in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let's do one more like that. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And so just start imagining those things, those experiences, all of the things that you are manifesting, that you're calling in, your hopes and dreams. And just imagine each experience. Imagine it unfold like a little movie inside of your head. With the message going out to the universe, what needs to happen for this to come to fruition? And as this movie unfolds, you're still imagining the things that you are calling in, that one experience or instance. And it doesn't mean that you'll get your answer right away, like now. Like the universe doesn't mean the universe is going to go, oh, blah, 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 here's your answer. You're just saying to the universe, what would it take to get on the other side of this? Or what would it take to bring this to fruition? It's however you need to word, you know, however you want to word things. Sometimes when unpleasantries are happening, that's when we want to say, what would it take to be on the other side of this? So for instance, if you are imagining your beautiful home in the place that you've always wanted to live with as many bedrooms as you've always wanted, this or more, right? As you're imagining this home and saying, universe, what would it take for this to come to fruition? Let's go a little further. We put it out to the universe. So this could show up as an idea later on. It might be instant, but it could happen later. It might be a helpful person. It might be the house you've always dreamed of finally coming for sale. It could be the money showing up in magical ways to purchase that home. Like, there could be so many ways that this happens. So we're going to stay out of the details. So imagine that beautiful home. Everyone has a dream home. I would hope at least by now you have a dream home on your vision board. And imagine that beautiful space and all the love within it. So much love to share. There's so much joy. Imagine you and your family, your friends, whoever it is that you have over, your pets. Imagine the laughter inside. Imagine sitting around the dinner table maybe and talking about your day. Imagine what it feels like to be in this place right now, this dream home. And then imagine looking around and giggling at one another and just thinking to yourself, I can't believe how easy this actually was. And just think, you know, when you get that dream home and you found out that you've gotten it and you're moving in, who would you tell or what would the activities be? Would you have like a home welcoming party? Would you throw a big blowout? Would you call friends and family? Like, would you post it in social media? What would happen? All the while sending out to the universe, what would it take for this to happen? What would it take for me to have this? Dear universe, show me the way. What would it take for this to be my truth, for it to be my reality? Now let's shift to your money situation, your accounts, your whatever, investments, whether you have them now or not. Just imagine all of the money rolling in, your accounts growing and growing and growing as you're living a very luxurious, prosperous life. But the money keeps coming in and you have this beautiful life. And imagine yourself having all of these choices. I can choose investments or charitable organizations, and it's just the joy of giving. As I am receiving, the money's rolling in and you are sharing it with others if you so wish. What would it feel like to have all of that money? Maybe have, just imagine having like $10,000 in your hand of very crisp bills, and they're all in this pile just in your hand, and maybe you're fanning yourself or you're like combing through the bills, and just what does that feel like? Get a sense of that wad of cash in your hands that I get to go spoil myself today. I get to go get some things that I've always wanted or that I've put off. As the money keeps rolling into your accounts, dear universe, show me the way. What would it take for this to be my reality, for this to be my truth? What would it take for this to be mine right now? Feel the gratitude in your heart as you realize that you now have the opportunity to not only allow yourself to be completely set up for life, but that you have the opportunity to help others. What does that feel like? The joy within. I get to share the wealth as I am fully, fully supported. So let's move now to your dream car or cars. Some of us have more than one that we are dreaming about. Imagine the day you're going to pick up your dream car. There's a lot full of cars, and you get to choose whichever one you want. Imagine walking up to that car, whatever color, shape, model, make. And imagine the dealer coming over there and handing you the key. Fully paid car, fully paid off. This is mine. Imagine yourself getting into the car, starting it up. The beautiful feeling inside. What would it feel like sitting in your dream car? Imagine starting it up, taking off the lot. How differently would you feel? How does that feel to you? Dear universe, show me the way. What would it take for this to be my truth? So I would encourage you to continue this exercise for everything else that you are calling into fruition, that you are manifesting. Just continue that as long as you need. Dear universe, show me the way. Show me the way. What would it take for this to be my truth? What would it take for this to happen? Happy manifesting. See you tomorrow.